Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, and this is Hump Day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Myself, Greg Bloom, Barber's Foods with me today as well. Charlie Grimes, our engineer. How is Greg today?
Oh, great. Wow, just love the moisture, and now back to sunshine.
You know, it went from like 9 degrees this morning. It's like 40 now, but it feels 50 or above.
Yeah, and it's warm in your car. But
it's not bad
it's
at
great.
All.
It's going to be 57 by Friday.
I know.
Yeah, it's great living here.
Well, we'll take it.
We're going to get more moisture next week.
That's fine, too.
Lord willing, we need
we'll
every
take
week,
all of it.
And every week, we should get some snow.
We really need some.
Every
I,
week.
I reminded everybody that yesterday we had all the wildfires, you know, towards the end of last summer. And yes, we need the moisture.
We do. And in the city, you know, we put up with the mess on the roads. But out in ag world, in rural Colorado, they're praying for rain, snow, anything they can get.
Agree. All right. Real quick, impossible question. Yesterday's answer, 27% of parents say they would do this if they thought their kids wouldn't catch them. And Charlie, I'm not sure if you said this or not yesterday. I think you or Andy may have. Wear their kids' clothes. I guess to be a little more hip. Charlie, somebody said that yesterday. I can't remember who said that. But anyways. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 8% of people say that if they were to win the Mega Millions or Powerball, they would make this one of their first purchases. And think way outside the box is the hint. And it would not last very long and could have a time limit on it. I have no idea. 8%. This is a low number, by the way. Say that if they were to win Mega Millions or Powerball, they would make this one of their first purchases. And it says, think outside the box. It would not last very long and could have a actual time limit on it. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. You guys have any ideas?
I'm just trying to think outside the box myself. Only 1 in 12 people. Doesn't last very long. So that is it a vacation? It's a 2 weeks Caribbean, I don't know.
And it could have a time limit on it. Charlie. Oh, Charlie says buy a ticket on a spaceship. Space shuttle. Okay. Honestly, folks, I don't have any idea. And I don't play Powerball or Mega Millions. I can't tell you the last time I ever bought a ticket. It's been... Man alive, I don't know if I've ever bought one of the big ones. I think the local lottery, maybe when I was 19 or 20, because I think it passed back when I was about 18, and I don't think I've bought a ticket since. I'm 56. Do the math. It's been a really, really long time since I've played anyway. I just don't play that stuff. To me, it's a poor man's tax. I don't pay it. I don't play it.
I play it once about every 5 years. I figure if God wants
me
to win,
like me.
I just need one ticket. But I don't win, so wasn't his will.
We should do the question one of these days. If you won, what would you buy? We'll have to do that one of these days. But all right, we've got this came from Joe. Before we get Dr. Julie on, I did want to share this with you. This is pretty good. He sent me a story, And he says this is his take on the linked story. And by the way, this is a story. Well, I'll just read it to you. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed criminal charges of election interference against a man who deployed a voter IQ test in the 2016 Clinton versus Trump presidential election. He started a Twitter campaign advising people that they could vote for Hillary Clinton by simply texting yes to a certain phone number, making it unnecessary for them to vote in person. Apparently, about 5,000 people were gullible enough to believe him. And Joe says, do we really want people that stupid actually deciding who the next president of the United States should be?
No.
The answer is no, we don't.
No.
Now, I'm sure this guy did this sort of in jest, but in doing so, he may end up, he's in trouble as it is, but he may end up doing some time for that.
It's kind of an indictment on our current society.
You think?
If people would fall for that kind of stuff, you know, but that, you know, but.
What's that old saying? And these people vote?
Then they vote.
Well, they tried to, but didn't.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so we'll follow that story.
That's almost
see how
as
that goes.
Dumb as someone sending you an email with a dangerous-looking attachment and you open it, you know.
Don't.
I got one yesterday. I mean, they're just out there.
There
but
are.
You,
they're
you
all
just
over
delete
right
them.
Now. Yeah, just, yeah, do not look. Do not look. All right, Michael Bailey Law, mobile estate planning. We just saw Michael in the hall as we were exchanging, myself and Greg, and Michael's a great guy. If you need any help when it comes to your estate plan, give Michael a call today, 720-394-6887, or don't forget, you can find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, Novus Auto Glass is next, and see clearly. And what I mean by that is through the windshield or other parts of your vehicle that you see out of as well. They can actually fix a rear view mirror on the outside or inside. They can do any type of glass replacement, the rear. They can make the defroster. You know, if you've got basically the grid is broken, they can handle all those sorts of things. And that's what they do at Novus Auto Glass. They can fix up to a 1 foot crack depending upon the windshield and what's been done to it since the crack. So talk to them today. They work with all the insurance companies as well. It's rushtoreason.com/Novus, and Novus is N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods is next. Greg Bloom is the owner, and he's sitting with me as we speak. Greg, what's new at Barber's?
Oh, a lot of new things at Barber's to talk about. Thank you, John. We have actually introduced beans and rice to our portfolio. And, you know, people always eat meat, mm-hmm. and we're in the meat business. But we found out last summer that Colorado is a huge grower of pinto beans. These pinto beans come from northeastern Colorado.
I did not know that.
And actually, around the United States and even in Mexico, beans grown in Colorado are considered some of the best in the world because of the dry climate and the cool nights here. So these beans are all from northeast Colorado and all packed in Colorado.
Nice.
And so those are new on the website. People can order beans in 1 pound bags like this or in 50 pound bags.
However you want to do it, folks. It's Barbers with an S, barbersfoods.com. Again, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, you're on with myself and Greg. And I mentioned yesterday, and I wanted to just dovetail this today with you actually, you know, being on air with us. And that is, you know, use the story of my dad, you know, yesterday where he's had some eyesight issues, you know, since having cancer and, you know, just some degenerative things going on with his eyes. And it was interesting, Dr. Julie, that the fix, or maybe not the right word for it, but the way they're trying to remedy that and help him with his eyesight is giving him really a cocktail of vitamins that they feel will help him with his eyesight. And frankly, I think it's already helping. So, Dr. Julie, it just shows you that some of those deficiencies that you and I talk about weekly really do have an effect.
Absolutely. And, I mean, just having a doctor like that who knew what cocktail to get him on and the specifics of what he needed is really great. I mean, that's what we want to do, is be not generic, but specific to the needs that each patient might have for what their goals are. I mean, what we're seeing now even is that a lot of post-COVID cases are having a condition where their taste buds have changed, and sometimes meat will taste rotten or taste that should taste like things don't. And so it has a very specific name, and it's frustrating because you want to get back to eating or you want to get back to living your life, and right, you're recognizing foods don't taste the same. And so that's some neurological incongruencies where maybe we need to fix it with treatment, maybe we need to fix it with nutrition, but there's just so much out there about nutrition that can improve, balance, or change the body and what is happening, from stress to symptomatic things like post-COVID, and all of it boils down to what are the right things for the individual.
Okay, one of the things when you say, you know, the post-COVID end of it, which I appreciate you saying, because I've been reading here lately of some of the very same things that you're talking about. The problem that I see, though, is, you know, with the exception of you and I, nobody's really talking about some of the remedies. Most of what you read in the papers about folks that are experiencing what you just mentioned is really just time, you know, wait. I mean, nobody in any of these articles, they're talking about the symptom or the cause, but they're not talking about how to remedy it.
Well, because I think that it affects, it's a virus, and so it might be a parasite, it might be a bacteria. It's a dysfunction that's okay, affecting the immune system, and everybody's body responds in such a different way that I think they're finding lots of varied answers that are helping different people, but nothing specific across the board that is saying, this helps everyone, or this treats everyone. So again, oddly enough, it feels like it boils down to an individual kind of, how do we treat or make or approach the symptoms that you're having for the way that this bug affected your body. And it just seems like there are so many varieties of the way that it's affecting people that it really takes a personal sort of experience or evaluation to look at and say, okay, your symptoms are inflammatory. Your symptoms are lung. Your symptoms are taste and smell dysregulation. Mm-hmm. And so each of those is a different metabolic pathway. And I don't think everybody's experiencing this infection the same way.
By the way, I think everything you just said is exactly true. And I think what has bothered, you know, myself and you and even Greg here is the fact that we've got this sort of one size fits all on how we're going to combat the virus, which, by the way, I don't think really combats anything. We've got sort of a one size fits all when it comes to a quote unquote vaccination and or even treatment. And yet, I agree with you, this is not a one size fits all solution on either side of the coin.
Right. And it doesn't seem like that at all. You know, a bacteria, usually you'll need to pull these things together. A virus, usually you'll need to pull these things together. A parasite, usually you'll need to pull these things together. But every week, some patient comes in with some new bit of information about something that may or may not be working. And I think not that we can evaluate each individual out there, but we have to talk about global. What do you do to keep your inflammation low? What do you do that's most important for staying out of insulin resistance, staying out of metabolic syndrome, keeping your body fat low, exercising, making sure your lungs are. And then we recently just ran, there's a genetic test that patients can run to see if you are more susceptible to COVID. And it's just fascinating to read because it really shows you the pathways that you as an individual have that may or may not make you more susceptible. And it's a fantastic test. So it's a genetic test that looks at the markers that COVID, like inflammatory marker, mm-hmm. lung mm-hmm. marker, COVID potentially react with and says, oh yeah, look, you have 6 or 8 of these. So hey, you have 6 or 8 of these. Let's address and make sure that you stay optimally healthy in these regions. And I almost feel like this particular genetic test would give people the confidence in which to say, oh, okay, I do have this susceptibility. Oh, you know what? I don't have this susceptibility, mm-hmm. so I feel a little more free, or I need to do a little better nutrient.
No, you are explaining what I have thought now for a while, because as I've watched even my own Facebook feed, and I've watched families, plural, Dr. Julie, where it seems like one person in the family gets COVID, and typically we're talking elderly people, but in the family, one person gets it and really struggles and may even pass away, and then somebody else in the family gets it and might struggle and then passes away. And I think to myself, either this is a family with lots of bad luck, which we know it's not, or what you're saying is exactly what's going on, and the genetics of that particular family are such, and they're passed down generation to generation, they're such that COVID is affecting them in a worse way than it is others.
And in a different way, right?
Right.
They just have the propensity for this infection to attack their body in a way that they have a harder time recovering
Makes
from
sense.
It.
Okay, so dumb question, yeah. You and Greg both. If this is, in fact, the way it is, and I believe that it is, Dr. Julie, I think you're on to what has been going on all along. Why are we not talking about that in the, you know, the medical community and, of course, you know, in the press or even in the government itself? I mean, we're making these blanket, one-size-fits-all statements as to how to protect yourself, when what you're saying is, wait a minute, we know there are some people that are a lot more susceptible to this than others. Why are we not addressing it that way?
I think because that's not an approach that we have learned in the general medical community to take. So it's not a test that gets run. It's an out-of-pocket test. People have to pay for it themselves. It isn't something that they're going to get through. They can actually run it themselves. But isn't something you can actually get through, you're not going to go to your general practitioner and say, hey, I'd like you to run this test for me. And I think we're starting to think more collectively, but I don't think, unfortunately, our profession and traditional Western medicine think along the same lines. Although we're growing closer and closer, and we're trying to build stronger and better relationships, and I think that that's awesome. But what we look at 24/7 in this office when patients come in, and how we look at the body and address what's happening in the body. I mean, I had a patient come in today, and she brought these labs in, and she's like, oh, I brought you my labs, but everything's within normal limits. And then we run them through a system that narrows the margins and says, look out for these things coming up. They were so far off the margins.
Wow.
That how is this not bad medicine? I mean, and it was simple things that they could address, B6, B12, iron, but it makes you feel exhausted. And so to bring in a set of labs where it's like, oh, yeah, these look fine, no worries, and then for me to look at them and be like, holy cow, like, yeah, you're not dying.
Well,
but you're exhausted.
We always use the car example, Dr. Julie. So I have another example along these same lines. I can always seem to fit a car example in. So when people get alignments on their vehicle, we have alignment equipment and machines, and kind of like the lab results that you just saw, you can take a vehicle that might have a problem in the way it drives, but you throw it on the machine and it'll come up in, we call it the green. In other words, all of the camber, caster, toe in, everything comes in the green. Although it, even though it's in the green, if the parameters are off enough from one side to the other to where you're still in the green, yet the vehicle still will not drive correctly and you won't have the best experience in tire wear and so on. So it's a lot like those lab results you just said. Just because it's in the quote-unquote range that is desirable from whoever says so doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to feel the best and that things are working the best.
That's correct. Right. I think that we just do what's easy. Great. You know, it's easier to, you know, usually get what you want with a shotgun than a rifle. It's just,
right.
It's just easy. You know, in the ag world, they used to give all animals their whole life or most of their life antibiotics. So every time your chicken ate some feed, every time your cattle came to the water trough, they're getting antibiotics because then they didn't get sick. And then, you know, the information technology age came out, social media came out, and a lot more transparency in agriculture, and a lot of people had a problem with, you know, the antibiotic
right.
use in animals. So it's, you know, just the shotgun approach, just give it to everybody.
Right.
And it was simple. We do what's easy.
That's exactly right. And by the way, I think that's how we're handling COVID. We're doing it the easy way.
We are.
Right.
We are.
Right. Instead of really digging in, but you know, that we're just starting to learn these things, and that does take extra time and energy. But I think running that genetic test and then knowing how to address it. It's not just running it, because reading it is complicated. And so reading it and knowing how those genetic SNPs relate to what needs to be taken or what needs to be addressed, because just because you have, I want to clarify, just because a genetic SNP comes up does not mean that you're expressing it and then you're automatically going downhill and, oh my gosh, I have this. No, it says, hey, there's a propensity for higher or lower risk here. Let's be mindful.
Yep. Perfect. All right. So that test, along with all of the others you offer at Ascent Health, and one thing we should mention too, if you're struggling to lose weight, which by the way, a lot of this can come into play with losing weight as well. Taking that rifle approach, as Greg just said a moment ago, versus shotgun, really does make a difference. Dr. Julie, how do they get a hold of you?
303-343-8800.
Perfect.
So 343-8800.
All right. And if you're not feeling well, folks, and I mean it, go see Dr. Julie. If you want to lose some weight, go see Dr. Julie. And if you want to see what you need to be doing COVID-wise, we just learned, go see Dr. Julie. This is really easy. Julie, thanks as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much.
Good stuff. Bye-bye. All right. And Ascent Health Center coming up next. You can also find Julie at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy.
The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, as I talked about alignments a moment ago with Dr. Julie, one of the best alignment specialties, specialists, I should say, in town is Geno's Auto Service, and they really can make your vehicle drive and work well, along with all of the other services your vehicle needs. But what I just said to Dr. Julie, they fully understand, and that's what they do. Geno's Auto Service is Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
What's next for the I'm a Trumpster founder, Reggie Carr? What is his path forward? Kim Munson here. Thursday, Reggie joins me to update us on his plans for 2021. He'll share his story when at the post office he challenged someone's assertion that Trump was a racist. You'll be surprised at what happened. Plus, we'll update you on the latest headlines, always dissecting them from the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We're trying to get our next guest lined up here. If we do, great. If not, we will reschedule as we always do because we're flexible and sometimes things happen with our guests. But we've got Greg Bloom with us from Barber's Foods as well. And just talking to Greg during the break about barbers and the fact that literally, I don't know if you can say this about too many places, but there will be times where Greg is probably in the pen, in the yard, in the field with the very animal that may very well end up on your table.
Yep, got my mucking boots on.
Most can't say that.
Knee high in manure and happy that I'm there. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to the chicken farm, Pittman Farms, to see their operation again. They've expanded it. So I spend, you know, more time than most people realize.
So I'm right when I say that. Yep. In a lot of cases, we'll be around the very animal that might end up on the dinner table.
Yep, yep. And I shoot videos there and throw them up on our website so people can see them. See what's going on.
Yep. You're not, folks, you're not going to find that very often. You're not going to go to King Supers and find that.
No, they don't encourage their buyers to make field trips like that. So they buy, you know, because they sell on price, they buy on price.
Sure.
So not on.
Well, you know, something else, too, that we'll get into a little later is I think we should talk about, Greg, is just the change in butchery. In other words, what, you know, used to come into the back of the supermarket and get processed versus the way it is today. I know you know all about that. We'll talk more about that. as we go through this hour as well. Dr. Cass Ingram joining us now, and Dr. Cass has been with us before, so welcome back, Dr. Cass. I appreciate you joining us. Authors of Foods That Cure. Talk to us about honey, Dr. Cass.
Yeah, sure. Pharaoh must have thought it was good. He had 18 tons in his tomb, and you could still eat it. So there's a lot to it. But back then, they used it as a medicine. I'm trying to get people back. How do you use honey as a drug? Robitussin is putting it in their cough syrup now. Mm-hmm. So can you use medicine? I mean, honey is a medicine for sore throat, for congestion, for junk, for tonsillitis. And the answer is yes. But you have to know what kind of honey.
Okay, so explain, and I'll give a real quick testimonial just on my own. I heard this years ago, didn't think much of it. And I thought, well, what the heck, I'll try it. And so if somebody that has, you know, allergies, which I'm sort of prone to, Dr. Cass, and I heard years ago that if you bought honey locally grown from around you, you know, where the bees are literally pollinating those things that you live around, and just like a teaspoon a day of that, so I just put some in my coffee in the mornings, they say that it, you know, helps with allergies. And I will tell you that I think, personally speaking, that that's true. I think that does work. It's worked for me.
It probably has. You got some good raw local honey. There's three grades of honey people don't know. There's the big box type stuff in the, you know, the fairly good container. I would stay away from it. There's too much Indian, Chinese, Turkish filtered, corrupted, sugar added material in the big box, and I forget that. Then the raw honey that you find in the health food store, or you get from your local beekeeper, mm-hmm. raw and local, or raw from someplace else. That's pretty good. And then the third grade is the highest of all, and that's the medicinal honey.
Okay,
that's from that's only 1%. That's from bees that are never fed sugar. Case history. You know, when you travel, you eat snacks and stuff. So I ate a fair amount of these chocolate bars. Well, these are the organic, but they have a lot of oxalic acid, chocolate does. Anyway, it re-irritated my system. I had such a pain in my kidneys. Oh, I couldn't lay down. Oh, I was screaming for 4 days. Then I decided to eat 2 8-ounce jars of this medicine honey. It cured the
really?
Whole problem.
Okay, so you said something a moment ago that if I'm trying to figure this out, I'm sure listeners are as well. Bees that aren't fed sugar. I don't know that I'm following that.
How do you know if the bees have been fed sugar? Because I used to be a beekeeper, and I had to feed my bees through the winter when their colony was new to get them through the winter. But how would you know?
Well, all American honey, they feed sugar or corn syrup. But some of the old-time beekeepers that I meet or that I communicated with, they've provided North American Herb, a couple other entities, they've provided them with the honey in the mountains and in the prairies, and they never take any of the honey. They never take more. They leave the honey for the bees. They don't feed the sugar. They take 60%, leave 40%. And they charge you more for it, but that's just their style. You wouldn't know. I don't know how to tell you. You know, if you could call your local beekeeper and ask him, you know, they're going to tell you they feed sugar.
I'm learning something every day. I didn't know that.
You know,
when they feed the sugar, it kills the bees down from 30 days to 15 days. It shortens their lifespan by half. We can't sit around and eat white sugar. How could an insect?
Well, and I know in Colorado with a mature colony, you leave your bees enough honey to get them through the winter. You don't have to, you know, you don't starve them, and you don't have to feed them sugar. But when you have a new colony that doesn't have, you know, enough stored, they had a bad summer. They were, you know, they didn't do that well.
Yeah.
Then you have to feed them sugar to get them through, and then maybe you don't eat that honey.
You
know,
the beekeeper,
right?
You do and mm-hmm. say, do you have any where you have any jars where it's not sugar fed because it has higher lactobacillus, less yeast, and it's just more medicinal, more enzymes, more nutrients. Hmm. You can imagine no human being could survive on a white sugar for a winter.
I did not. I mean. Again, I learn something every single day I do this show, and I'm learning it today again.
Yes, there is something called Canadian prairie honey, and I love it. Where's my jar? I was going to eat some.
Canadian prairie honey.
Canadian prairie and wild oregano honey. Here's my jar. Those two, they never feed sugar. And you could look on the website, oregano.com, oregano with an L, and you can see them there, and you can have your store get them and whatever. But I eat these honeys right out of the jar. I don't put them in tea, and I do not cook with them. Yeah, I put them in smoothies, though.
Okay. So
why is it that I'm eating them raw? Does anybody know?
I'm guessing because when you cook it, it probably changes the, you know, the internal workings of the honey. Am I right?
It does. It changes it from a medicine to just a food. And you have all the enzymes in there.
So you're basically, dead. if I'm following you correctly, Dr. Cass, you're killing those when you cook it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there's hydrogen peroxide. If you heat it, you kill that. That's a germicide.
Okay.
Did you know that honey, this kind of honey, that's what I'm saying, what they used in Pharaoh's time, is good for the gums and teeth, even though it has sugar.
I did not
know
that.
You can use it on any wound. It's a fantastic digestive aid. It helps with constipation, and it helps with stomach disorders and intestinal trouble. All of that from honey, plus the immune system. We need that now. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm learning all sorts of things I didn't know. Okay, so real quick, explain to me, because explain to me, Dr. Kess, I think I know, but I'm not sure I do. Filtered, unfiltered, what's the difference?
Unfiltered is better. Unfiltered is they just take it out of a hive, maybe run through a very mesh or something to get the insect wings out. Unfiltered. There's pollen in there. There's propolis, chunks, all kind of stuff. And you just want it straight out of the hive. And that would be the comb honey if you could get good quality local stuff. So two things. Your local guy, talk to him. And then the website, you can see this wild oregano honey from the mountains of Lebanon. Listen, I went up with Abdullah in the mountains in Lebanon. And he says, no, are you kidding? We never feed sugar. You can see they have so many flowers and different plants. They don't need to worry about anything. Mm. So the bees go crazy. They collect they take the beehives during the winter down to the beach. And they let the bees survive there. Then they take them back up. And they collect this wild oregano honey, you see.
What's the website again?
Oreganol.com, oregano with an L. They have it there. Oreganomal.com. And my book is for free download. If they go to KazIngram.com, they can get my book on honey as a medicine for free. It's a 70-page professional book. They're supposed to charge for it, but they put it up for a TV show, and it's there right now. So go to KazIngram.com, scroll around. I don't know. You just got to look around, and you get the free download. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We'll figure that out. No, we'll push that out. Okay, yeah. Other purposes for the honey that you're talking about, in other words, folks that are listening out there, maybe have some ailments, different things going on, what else will they gain from this?
This is crazy. This is gangrene and septic ulcers, bed sores. You slather it on, this medicine honey with the enzymes. Wounds that won't heal. Burns. My God. There's a patent for honey in gauze by the U.S. government for burns. And they're using it in medical schools, medical institutions. And then your kidneys. This is a really good kidney tonic. Your kidneys, your bladder, that, and then the elimination from the intestine, every kind of a stomach and small intestinal problem. This is a good thing. It could topical and internal. And then doesn't cost you really that much, and there's no side effects to it.
Hey, Dr. Ingram, I have a question. When I grew up, my mom always told us not to feed babies honey, anyone under than a year. Is that an old wives' tale, or is that
okay,
there's truth in there, or what's
what
going on?
This is too funny, but serious. In the 1960s, the beekeepers were trying to compete with the cheap stuff dumped by the Chinese. So they were aggressively feeding sugar. Well, some of them fed brown sugar. Brown sugar had botulism spores from the rats. You see? The rat droppings were in the honey.
Okay.
That might have been an issue then. If you get local beekeeper honey, you can feed it to an infant. You can feed it to a newborn. Mm-hmm. No issue at all. In fact, let me tell you something else. The Journal of Pediatrics did a study with IV honey IV honey for 6 months olds, and it worked better than Pedialyte for diarrhea.
Wow.
So you just have to shop right. You can't buy the cheap big box stuff.
Right.
If you want to feed your baby, because the baby has diarrhea or an upset stomach, some raw local beekeeper's honey, non-GMO, or you go a little higher. You get the wild oregano honey. The kids, the children love that. The Canadian prairie, whatever. You know, that's just what I would suggest.
Amazing. Yeah. Again, every time you're on, I learn more than I did before I started the show, Dr. Cass. Good stuff. Again, what is your website so folks can find out more about you, Dr. Cass?
The website for the book, How to Use Honey Never Fed Sugar, is CassIngram.com, www.CassIngram.com. Go there, nose around. And then Oreganol.com also has these honeys that you can look at. But bottom line is, people, use honey as a medicine, respiratory, immune, digestive, skin, topical, and for better health. The longest-lived people, beekeepers. Mm. The old ancient Greeks living to 105, 110, one teaspoon of their own honey a day. To this day, that's what they do. One teaspoon is enough.
Makes sense. Okay, we're in. Dr. Cass, thanks. We'll have you back again. It's always
great
having you. I really appreciate it.
Keep in touch.
Okay. We'll do it. Really appreciate it. So, all right, folks, there you go. I didn't know you were a beekeeper back in the day.
Yeah, and actually, you know, your hometown, Boulder, has, you know, where you grew up, has a fantastic Beekeepers Association. Everything you want to know. People can go to Google Boulder Beekeepers Association.
I didn't
know that. In the state of Colorado, they're the leader in teaching you how to get bees, care for bees, get honey. They're a great resource. And they're at the National Western Stock Show every year trying to teach people about, of course, we didn't have it this year, but they're a great resource. If people are listening to this and go, well, I want to raise my own honey, or I want to find out where I can get some local honey. And it is a good question that he asked.
Oh.
You know, you normally need to feed a new colony sugar, which you don't, that probably shouldn't be eating that honey.
No, great point.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Okay, we'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. If you want to take care of your vehicle, keep it in top working order, save money in doing so, we've got the place to go. And don't forget, they'll sell you Cooper tires at cost as well. That's Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle, and you're going to see him next Tuesday, you just said? Awesome.
Yeah, next Tuesday. I'll see
OCL. Yep. That was a good guy, by the way. If you want to look to the financial future, make sure that you're set, you've got things handled, you're on the right track. That's what Al Smith does, and that's where Greg's going next week. You can do the same thing. Al Smith, it's klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You might want a list of the accomplishments in the 4 years of the Trump presidency. When you get bombarded with crazies who are going to tell you that the Trump presidency was a disaster, it was not. It was a monumentally impressive 4 years that accomplished things that we couldn't even dream possible.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Charlie asked me something during the break, actually asked Greg something during the break that I think Greg can answer on air, and that is, we just heard you talking about Al Smith. I saw you talking to Michael on the way out. Okay, well, I know you're an advertiser, which is fabulous, and we love it, and I thank you, but why are you using our other advertisers?
Well, I want to support them, number one. I heard you talking to, I don't remember who you were talking to last week, but you were kind of challenging the listeners to use the people that, you know, advertise here, the conservatives, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know what I find, though, is that sometimes just our comfort zone and life gets in the way of us, you know, setting appointments and doing something different, you know. So, you know, last quarter of the year is always the busiest for mm-hmm. us with the holidays. So one of my goals for January was to get an appointment with Al, get an appointment with Michael, get an appointment with Kurt.
With Kurt Rogers?
Yep. So that's all been done. They've all been contacted. Yep.
Guys, that's how it works. It really is. And I mention this a lot and take just a moment here to talk about this. But the family aspect of what we do here, and what I mean by that is the radio family, when you have a advertiser that you use, a sponsor like Greg, and you let them know that you're a radio show listener, you just become a part of the family. I know when I had my auto shops and we advertised here on KLZ and Drive Radio for years and years and years, and I can just tell you that when somebody walked in and said, hey, I heard you on the radio, or hey, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, anytime there was that connection, there was just this automatic, and I'm not saying that with retailers there's a wall, but you just sort of, everything opens up. I don't know how else to say it, Greg, in any other manner. It's just sort of like all of these notions are kind of gone. You just know who it is. There's this connectivity there, and boom, you start doing business, and off you go. And to me, it was the best thing we ever did as a company.
Yeah, right. I'm sure you're right. And, you know, I found, too, that it's hard to set up an appointment with a financial counselor because if like myself, I don't want to be vulnerable there.
Right.
And, you know, I don't have as much stocked away as I should. I'm a little embarrassed to walk in there, you know. But you know, I four kids I just put through college, too. So I'm dead broke, you know.
I think
but,
you're fine.
You know, but now I'm coming into the
year.
Now
you got to go to the next stage.
Yeah, now I go to the next stage
That's
of my
right.
life where I don't have four kids.
That's
college.
Right.
So, but I need a plan, right?
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, with no plan, you don't
right,
make it.
Right, right. And it's hard to go through a refi. That's a lot of work. You know, it's a bloodbath. That's a, you know.
When you're self-employed like us,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's hard. They want to see everything.
Everything but the firstborn.
Right, right. And so that's a hassle. But, you know, it's a worthwhile endeavor. So.
No, it very much is. So, again, yes, folks, when we talk about the people here from Dr. Julie, we talked about earlier in the program, had her on with us, to Greg, who's with us now. Folks, it really does make a difference to, I know them, and me, because, you know, I endorse these individuals. I know them all. There's not a single advertiser we have that I don't know by name. If I saw them in a supermarket or anywhere out there, I would, you know, we know each other. I'd go up. I'd say hi. They know me. There'd be a conversation there. I mean, that's just how it works. And I vet them. I know them. I recommend them. I use them like Greg does. You know, I've bought cars from Pure for Chevrolet. I've, you know, Michael's done my will. I've seen Dr. Julie. I buy meat from Greg. I mean, mm-hmm. we go through all of this, and I don't just sit here and endorse the people that are on the radio because they pay. No, I endorse them because I use their products and they're great people and I love them and I want to support them and I'm a business owner myself.
Reminds me of growing up on the farm near Brighton and, you know, supporting Main Street. And, you know, when I was a kid, we went to Main Street to do all of our shopping and
right.
we knew every family that owned that store. And then they built the Walmart and then Main Street went away. But we can get back to Main Street through our,
right.
you know, our connection
through
too.
This.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a return to Main Street.
Exactly how it works. So again, folks, I say that to say this. Perfect Chevrolet is coming up next. I was texting Rolly here before the show. Same situation there, folks. I cannot stress enough that literally going out to Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, as Greg just said a minute ago, that literally still does have a Main Street.
It does. Yeah,
and
it does.
And they are on and Main Street.
They are, and that's a great family business. And my truck is from there. I bought my truck from Purefoy Chevrolet. So, yeah, well worth the trip.
It very much is. And I do say it's like going back in time because literally you walk in the showroom and that's exactly how you feel, and that's how they will treat you. So purefoychevrolet.com or call them direct, 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right. We already decided here during the break, next time Greg's on, we are going to get somebody from the Boulder Beekeepers Association. We'll have them on and talk about just bees and honey and maybe even how to start your own hive if you'd like to. And then I think on top of that, we're going to try to convince Greg at Barber's Foods to maybe even carry some of the honey we just got done talking about.
Yeah, local honey from families we know. It's a perfect fit.
Nothing against Canadians, but I'd rather sell local Colorado honey than Canadian honey.
There's a lot of good honey in Colorado.
We have pretty good stuff here.
We do, and we need more beekeepers, too, because
we do.
These
we need more bees.
And they're under attack because of pesticide use right now, so we need more bees.
That's right. Yep. So, guys, we will do that next time we have Greg on. He joins us once a month. So here's we get into maybe the beginning of February or so. We'll get that going and get that set up. So keep listening. I'll let you know when that's going to happen. All right. It's National Crawford Roundtable tonight, isn't it? Okay, so National Crawford Roundtable's tonight. Otherwise, Hour 2 is next. Richard Battle's going to join us, and he did an interview recently with CBN News. We'll talk to him in a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.